This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Same-sex couples are getting married in Oregon today, now that a federal judge has overturned the state's ban on gay marriage. From Here and Now contributor Oregon Public Broadcasting, Chris Lehman reports.
Shortly after noon yesterday, the news broke to crowds gathered in Portland.
It's a win!
And not long after that, same-sex couples started getting married. This ceremony featured two longtime partners in Eugene.
And by the power vested in me by the state of Oregon, I declare you married and partners for life. You may seal your vows with a kiss.
And with that, Eric Gates and Jose Soto are a lawfully wedded couple. Soto says after 11 years together, it feels like a dam burst.
I didn't think it was going to happen. Eric called me from work and told me about the ruling, and we had been waiting to find out, but everything just keeps flip-flopping, and I still can't believe it. I feel like maybe tomorrow they're going to take it back or something.
That appears unlikely. The only scenario would be if the U.S. Supreme Court issues a broad ruling allowing state gay marriage bans. In Oregon, Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum didn't defend the state's decade-old voter-approved ban. A national group's attempt to step in on Oregon's behalf was rejected, and the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals turned away a last-minute request for a stay. Pam Irwin was still processing the news as she and her partner, Barb Bellows, picked up a marriage license at the Lane County Clerk's office.
I keep getting chills down my back. It's fantastic. It's a long time coming. I told her at the beginning of this year it probably won't ever happen in Oregon. So this is a nice, sweet change.
Not everyone in Oregon is happy with the ruling. The Oregon Catholic Conference issued a statement calling it a travesty of justice, and the group that helped pass the ban on same-sex marriage in 2004 called it a tragic day for Oregonians. The Oregon Family Council called the day's events a coordinated publicity stunt. They pointed to the fact that newly revised marriage licenses were available within minutes of the judge's ruling. Same-sex couples got married across the state. In Salem, Jamie Russell and Michelle Hatfield left work early to pick up a license.
You can be party A. Oh, thank you. You're welcome.
Hatfield and Russell became one of the first same-sex couples to apply to be married in Salem. They've been together 2 years and are raising a son. Jamie Russell says she finally feels like a full-fledged American with equal rights.
I thought this would be something that would happen in the next generation because they're a lot more open-minded and they're not stuck in their ways yet. But to see it in our lifetime...
Oregon is now the 18th state, along with the District of Columbia, to allow gay marriage. The issue is still tied up in court in several states. For Here and Now, I'm Chris Lehman in Salem, Oregon.
And breaking news this hour on the same-sex marriage issue from Pennsylvania, where a federal judge has ruled on the legality of the state's 1996 same-sex marriage ban. The judge says that that ban is unconstitutional. Pennsylvania was the only state in the Northeast that doesn't allow same-sex couples to marry. There had been a case that had been brought by 10 same-sex couples that claimed that denying them the right to marry serves only to disparage and injure gay and lesbian couples and their families. Again, a federal judge in Pennsylvania has ruled that the state's ban on same-sex marriage is unconstitutional. That's just in this hour.